Chapter 8.
It couldn't be.
I want to know how come you're not dead, I demanded idiotically. Louis Felix laughed. It was that same carefree abandon as before. Then he winked at me.
You got a couple of minutes?
He asked, indicating the door to the outside. That wasn't what I meant. I said so. Holly helped. He asked about Kent.
Kent's dead, was the uncarefree reply.
I know that. He died on Banshee. But what I...
He didn't die on Banshee. He died on the Terra.
We looked at each other. I went this time.
Lou... Felix? Is it Felix?
He nodded.
Of course.
We thought Kent killed you.
He frowned.
He saved me. They killed him.
Who?
Fleet, he said in a dead voice, and knelt down to fiddle with the suit. It had sprung spread-eagled open off the wheelchair onto the floor.
In a hurried voice, Holly told him what we meant, why we had thought what we thought. When he got to the part about immersing, Felix cringed.
You really did that? You went through the whole thing with me?
Holly said we had.
Except between drops, but everything in the suit.
Felix shuddered.
Still.
He shuddered again, made an effort to regain his former humor.
I hope you guys had more fun than I did,
he said and laughed. We didn't know what to say. We didn't want to say anything, but we had to know. Holly told him about being there when Kent had struck him and then everything going blank, the alpha readings dropping out of sight. Felix smiled.
I can see your problem. But all that happened was that Kent popped my suit when he hit me. I guess he was afraid I would struggle or something. As if it would have made any difference. Damn, but that man was strong.
We nodded, watching in silence as he continued to both talk and work the suit.
Then he put me in a ship. He'd stolen it from someone.
From Allie?
Holly prompted. Felix looked at him surprised. Then he nodded slowly.
That's right. You know everything. The whole story.
I really wanted to disappear, but Holly didn't seem the least bit embarrassed.
Everything in the suit, he said.
Felix nodded back. He took the cigarette out of his mouth and regarded it lovingly. Then he tossed it away.